Let's have a cakey.
Okay, lock the doors. I'm coming for you. Why do you have to lock the doors? Because you don't want someone to walk in on you while you're having a kiki about them.
Yeah.
Have you never been in a kiki or ever walked in on a kiki?
I don't know what a kiki is.
You'll understand what a kiki is in a second then.
And I've listened to that song like 10 times
A kiki
already.
Is when you sit down with your friends and you are basically dishing about
all
the shit.
Are you casting shade?
Yes, you're casting shade about everyone.
Oh, yeah. So you're gossiping.
Yeah, it's a gossip circle.
Oh.
I love gossip circles.
Now it makes
like
much
circles.
More sense.
Yeah, so you lock the door in case the
circles,
bitch you're gossiping about walks in.
I get
in.
It. Okay. Circles, makes squares, much more sense now.
Totes.
Do we have our intro song? Chicken, or rather, do we have like our intro?
We'll sing it ourselves. Cuddles, the sociopath.
Sassy pants.
Bad Dodge, bad boy. Psycho, bad bot.
Awkward conversations.
No pickles, my cheese. No bun seeds. Hot seeds, sour sauce on my pussy.
What? No. I don't want sweet and sour sauce on your pussy. Sweet and sour posh on your pussy.
You how wonderfully decadent.
Do you have a sissy?
Yeah. I was making up words. Right here.
Oh, I think I got a one up.
That is really loud. How do I turn down my thing?
Oh, I'm going
to. Yeah, he needs
Frank
to turn down.
Turn it down.
Yeah, turn it down.
Turn it down.
Jesus, Frankel.
Cheesy crazy. I like my hearing, motherfucker.
The sociopath.
What? Is that
he likes to watch you when you're in the bath.
Well, how wonderfully decadent.
How wonderfully decadent.
Loud, this is the one that's loud. You need to play the loudest one so we can go.
That's good from this side.
It's. Do it on your side, Frank.
Well, I have. It's at the. It's almost.
Oh shit, I was gonna check out who made those horrible Rudolph red nose.
Okay, it's gonna just automatically answer.
And okay.
Is that okay?
Happens.
Yeah, sure, dude.
We'll be like, hey, it's
we're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored.
Do 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 do.
The hammer is my.
If you touch my sock monkey one more time, I'm going to kill you.
If I don't touch your sock monkey enough, I may die.
Don't touch my sock monkey.
I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't, Stacey.
Don't touch him. No. No. Get your own sock monkey.
Oh, God.
Oh. Well, hi, you guys.
Hey, guys.
Now, you were loud.
So, we've been recording.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We're Awkward Conversations.
Super fun, are we?
Isn't that just amazing?
Lock the doors, lower the blinds, fire up the smoke machine, and put on your heels.
I have an idea, guys.
Exactly. Oh, my God, guys.
What? Is that? Let's have a kiki?
Let's have a kiki.
What are we going to have a kiki about?
Lock the doors tight.
Let's have a kiki.
Oh,
motherfucker.
Nope.
I'm going to let you have
it. I want to have a kiki about all these bitches here.
I've already had a kiki about you.
Then I guess we're going to have to close the booth. Lock
close
the booth. Lock
close
the
blinds.
I don't know.
I'm going to have a kiki about this bank call. What?
Oh, yeah. So we should probably mention that we're live at bank. That's what all the
hello
ambient
people.
Noise
hey
is.
Guys.
Well, let's have our host introduce
yeah.
him.
Hello, people. My name is Bad Touch Bat Boy, and I am touching your ear holes right now with my tongue.
Ew.
Well, I mean, with my mouth.
You're really weird.
It's not weird. It's only weird if you make it weird.
Yeah, well, you stole my catchphrase.
I did steal your catchphrase.
Yeah, you did.
Well, yeah. Hi, guys. I'm at BentCon with my lovely, lovely co-hosts, Anastasia Washington.
Hi, y'all.
Oh, you
Rachel
are lovely.
Rachel Afrumakin.
Afrumakin.
I'm so thirsty. Hello.
And Francisco Calderon.
I am Cuddles the Sociopath.
Cuddles the Sociopath.
Yeah. We is at BentCon, and I would like to thank the sponsors for Ben. Actually, we would all like to thank
yes,
the sponsors.
Yes,
we would love to
ben
thank
Con.
You.
Big
whatever
thank you.
We need
round
us
of applause.
To thank
you. Gaming Paper, Northwest Press, which we've had on the show before.
Ooh,
we love them.
They are wonderful.
They were awesome. Army Builder, Hero Lab, and Lone Wolf Development. So you guys
ooh.
Are awesome. Thank
we
you for
thank
they
you.
Put together a wonderful con. Actually, we had a delightful time last night, didn't we?
Yes,
yeah.
we did.
And, meeting and greeting.
Special
all
shout
of people.
Out.
Special shout out to our
Rabble
personal sponsor.
RabbleRouserIndustries.com.
That was what?
rabblerouserindustries.com.
Tanya, she was a very nice lady.
She was very nice.
She's a very nice lady, and they have really awesome clothes.
Let's tell them about it, actually, because I thought she was actually just a really... I haven't seen many people who carry that type of product. So go ahead, Frank.
They have specific, like, fandom clothes. They have stuff from Taps, you know, Ghost Hunters, The Tudors, Spartacus. A personal favorite of mine and Stacey's, I know, was Dexter's special time shirt, which I want.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sexy.
Yeah.
Every guy that wants to date me should get one.
Just get that shirt and plow the shit out of her. I mean,
hello. Just talk to me nicely.
Whatever.
Talk to her. Just talk to her. But, they were awesome. So if you guys want really cool clothes, just go on to rabblerouserindustries.com and check them out because they're awesome.
I'm surprised actually how amazing some of the people we've met already. Just last night. Last night was the preview night for BentCon, and we went around just talking to everybody, kind of mingling with some of the exhibitors.
Schmoozing,
everyone
as we will.
Is really nice here at BentCon.
They are.
Pretty awesome.
Well, it's, you know, it's the privilege of having a small convention is that you get to know everybody. And not everybody's like too Hollywood to be like, ugh, get out of my face.
It's true.
How wonderfully decadent.
That is the Hollywood attitude.
Yeah.
I'm really having a good time here so far. And then we're going to be here today, all day, taking interviews, right?
Yes.
Yeah, today. I guess. And we will be here tomorrow, too.
Also, we will take interviews tomorrow.
And we're having a panel.
And we're having an amazing panel tomorrow, actually. Yes. Yeah. We're going to be doing a panel.
Panel at 5.
Panel at 5.
What's the panel about, Frank?
Did someone say Panera?
Not Panera?
No.
We will be having a panel called Talk Nerdy to Me in Vault 101. So if you're here, go check it out. And we're going to be talking about nerd dating, nerd fantasies.
Awkward nerd interactions.
Yes.
How not to be a creeper when you know you're around the opposite sex.
Okay, you know what?
Or just how to be a creeper to attract the opposite sex.
Nobody should be a creeper to attract the opposite sex.
Sometimes it works.
Sometimes it works.
If Dexter was stalking me.
I don't mean that kind of creeper,
I would be
people.
Okay with it.
Not that kind of
Take
creeper.
Take me on your table, Dexter.
Sometimes a little stalking is sexy.
No, that's not... I mean, like, you know, the guy that comes up to you and stands, like, 2 inches too close to you shouldn't... That's not attractive.
If
that's
Gerard
my
Butler
space bubble.
I'd be okay.
No, that'd still be invading my space bubble. I'd be like, back up 2 inches or back up.
I think we need to talk about your issues with intimacy.
I don't have issues with intimacy. I have issues with people invading my bubble. That's what I
love.
I have
when people invade my space bubble. Get all
that's
up
what
in
I
my
have
space
the issue
bubble.
With.
Touch her, tickle her space
tickle
bubble.
My space bubble.
Oh my god.
Tickle the shit out of that bubble.
So if the rest of the day, if I were just to literally be, like...
Literally.
Like, a centimeter away from you, you'd be okay with that.
She would be all up on your nuts.
Yeah.
Like, if I was just right... Like, every time you turn around, boom, right there.
Well, that is...
You'd be fine.
Well, no, that's creepy, because you're
see,
like,
that's what a creeper is.
But see, that's the folly of cons, though. There's going to be creepers like that.
That's
like,
a creeper. That's what I'm talking about.
But then you have a story, like, oh, my God, this creeper was
just
all up on
smelling
me.
Smelling your hair.
Yeah, he sniffed my hair, but he looked like Kevin McKidd, so I was like, hey, okay, sniff my hair.
My least favorite thing about cons is when you actually find the creepers that have that really bad stink, like they haven't like washed in days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. There are con rules, guys.
Con rules.
Con rule.
Con rule number one.
There's also con air.
There is also con air.
Con air.
Like, you guys know the con rules, right? It's 3-6-1. It's 3 meals a day, at least 6 hours of sleep, and 1 shower.
Is that a rule thing?
Yes, it is totally the rule.
So
cons.
Even if you take the 1 shower, you've
Hello,
got to kind of space.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, we have our first guest over here. You guys haven't heard the con rules, right?
No.
Well,
no,
that's just horrible.
I didn't know there was rules to con.
These are necessary, because if not, you get those really nasty, stanky con people.
Yeah, because they're only taking a shower once a day.
This sounds like a horror movie.
Like
the con people.
The con people.
They're only taking a shower once, that's why they stink.
I can't sniff people's hair?
No, not at BentCon. I mean, maybe at BentCon. I think
God,
it's okay.
That's so hot. Sniff my hair again. Sniff my hair again. Yeah, yeah. Sniff that shit.
Oh, God. If I was a gay man, I would get so much action.
You're not?
So
I'm
have,
not.
Oh,
I have
bummer.
Babies.
Bummer.
You're not a gay man?
No, I have a vagina.
Since when?
Since birth.
Ew.
I know.
That's totes disgusting.
That sounds like a Lifetime movie waiting to happen. I was born a female.
I was born a female, but I'm really a gay man. Let me out. Let me out.
I am happy, though, that so far at BenCon, I have not seen anyone that has broken the con rules. I have not met many people that are quite stinky.
Well, you're at a gay con. I don't think the gays operate the same.
It's a little bit more prim.
Yeah.
Frank, will you break all the con rules just for fun?
Have one meal a day. Shower none.
No. He broke one.
He did not sleep, so therefore he broke con rule.
You broke con rule one, Frank.
And did you happen to shower today?
I was preoccupied.
Frank.
You showered in love.
Don't judge me.
What is wrong with you?
So he's broken two rules.
He smells like, you know, man and cologne. Now.
He smells fresh.
He does.
Frank, do you smell fresh?
He doesn't smell stank yet.
I'm just happy that the radio hasn't invented smell-o-vision.
Ew.
I would not like that because, especially some of the shows that we have on our network, I don't want to smell some of the activities that are on our network.
Yeah, there are some really nasty things
on our
network.
They have that gimmick, you know, in the 50s where like some movies have like smell-o-vision.
Yeah, but no radio show. You know what? Awkward Conversation is going to be the first one to have smell-o-vision.
So we have our a guest.
Yes.
Yes.
A person.
Let's get him on there.
I mean, I think he is a person. Is he? Yeah, I don't know.
He's a lovely ginger boy.
Yes, lovely ginger boy in underwear and a cape.
Oh, yes. I just knocked down your drink.
Oh, good lordy.
So there's a catastrophe because I haven't slept and there's a
catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
I hate catastrophes.
It's happening right now.
It's happening.
Okay,
it's happening. So, sir.
Hello.
Guest.
What is your name?
My name is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
He has an awesome cape on.
Thank you.
And not much else.
No.
And that's
he's got on
that's
skips.
Good for BenCon.
Yeah,
it's pretty epic.
Skippy's in lovely leather
Draw me
gloves.
Like your other sidekicks. Jack.
Well, I didn't want to wear too much clothes, but at the same time, I didn't want to not wear clothes.
You wanted to leave some mystery.
Exactly.
Some mystery.
Exactly.
Some intrigue.
Yeah. Why are you here at the con, Daniel?
Well, today and tomorrow, I will be modeling for the drawing part of the convention.
Oh.
So I'm really excited.
Fun.
This is like my second time modeling for BentCon. Last 2 weeks ago, I modeled for the fundraiser that we did at Jim Sports Bar.
Nice.
Which looked epic.
Yes, it was really fun, and I was so glad I was asked to be a part of it by Salvador, the gallery assistant. And it was awesome. I had a great time, and I'm very excited to be a part of what I am a part of today. And
this is comical. What's happening right now? This trying to like sew through the people.
I totally just
hands
got
are going
up.
Everywhere.
I know.
Yeah, oh, good lord, oh lordy.
I had to string some cables about.
Oh, is that what they're calling it now?
Yes, that's what they call it.
Okay.
Oh, really? I just thought you were feeling my breasts.
Well, a little bit. Okay. I mean, they are. They
well,
are,
why wouldn't you want to not feel them?
They
what's
are
your problem?
They're here for your pleasure.
They are here for
Are they ribbed for your pleasure?
No, that's
They're not
weird.
Here for Cisco's pleasure.
Well, no, maybe if I want to sleep on them, I'd be happy about
they're
that.
They're pillows. What?
They're nice and soft.
Dirty pillows.
Dirty
oh,
pillows.
My God.
Dirty pillows.
Bosoms.
You should have put the other one.
Just promise that you won't smother me with them.
I will piss on your face, and then I will fart in your mouth.
No, I hate that one. I hate that sound bite so much.
I love that.
Does it give you flashbacks to that night that we shared?
That was supposed to be a secret, right? It was romantic, but like it was a secret romance. Secret.
Oh,
that was an awesome night. That was an awesome night.
It was.
It's beautiful.
Imagine.
Oh, gracious.
Well, I remember.
By the time the midgets came in, like, it got a little weird.
You know how I feel about midgets.
They were clown midgets. Clown midgets.
Oh,
no, not clown midgets.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
And they came at her, and they said, let's play.
You know what? You're going to have to play one of my sound bites for making up for
The hammer is my penis.
That's all I want to hear. I just need to hear Nathan's voice, and I'm okay.
So is this your first BentCon?
This is my first BentCon, yes.
How do you like it so far?
So far, it's great. I'm loving the different exhibits, and I'm excited to see some of the panels that we have going on. So far it's great, and I'm enjoying it very much.
Which panels are you excited about today?
I haven't really taken a look through the program yet, but when I get a free moment, I'm going to definitely circle the ones, because I'm going to be modeling from 4 to 6, so, you know, a lot of my time is there.
Right.
So, nice. So I'm going to be kind of cruising around and seeing what's there. And
you sure want to see Tracy Lords. I'm very excited.
I'm excited to see Tracy Lords, people.
My hotel mate is very excited about that, and I think I'm going to join him for that.
It's pretty nice. It's pretty epic. I mean, just to be in the same like vicinity as her. I was once in an elevator with her. It was pretty epic. I had to like stop breathing, and it was just like,
it's like, just wait,
get on your knees,
calm down and get on my knees, and then I was like, it got really awkward when we started taking off each other's
clothes.
I'm sorry, that was different.
That's not how elevator rides go.
No, that's not the polite, that's not elevator etiquette.
You don't get on your knees in elevators?
I guess I don't understand elevators. Oh, wait.
I've been doing it wrong this whole time, then.
Or you're doing it right, you know, depending on if you like to break rules, you know?
Well, I think I like to break rules.
Rules are meant to be broken.
Yes, that's why they're there.
Yeah. I mean, that or bent.
Bent, yes, exactly.
Bending the rules.
I see what you did there.
See, like bent con.
Bending the rules plug at bent con.
That was a plug. That was very punny.
Yeah. By the way, guys, if you are interested in calling in, you can.
Don't. I'm just kidding. Call in.
Call us. Tickle our ears with your tongue.
1-800-893-9562. It'll patch directly in, so I guess people are just going to jump in conversations.
Yeah.
Just
jump in. It will not go to a live sex line. It will just go to us.
Well, you don't know. It might go to a live sex line, yeah. Depending on how the show goes.
That would be cool. Yeah,
we are kind of a live sex line.
Yeah, I mean, Francisco does like to talk like really sexy to me, but it always ends up awkward.
Oh, Stacey. Yeah, baby.
Stacey,
yeah.
I want to take you to my place later.
And then he's like, I'll talk Batman, like,
bend
you
over my couch, yeah? I'm gonna slowly pull down your underwear. And then I'm going to bang you all hard, and you know it's going to be all awesome.
That was the biggest letdown, you know, these things.
I'm going to bang you, and it's going to be all awesome.
I'm going to do things to you and, like,
I'm going to, like, touch your places. I'm not awkward. I'm not awkward at all.
No.
You were acquitted.
You were acquitted.
I don't think I'm awkward.
So do you go to a lot of conventions?
No, I don't. I want to spend more time like discovering the different types of conventions. You know, I'm discovering the different types of anime that are out there, and because I'm fairly new to this.
Anime. You're new to nerddom, huh?
Yeah. I'm a anime virgin and BenCon virgin.
Really?
I'm a virgin in many ways. Just not all the
ways.
I don't
believe that.
Just I don't believe that at all.
Lies.
I don't know what you're talking about. So my BenCon virginity has been broken today.
Awesome. So that's awesome.
I love it. And I'm looking forward to many different types of my virginity being broken in the future.
Perfect.
That's a good thing, too.
You're in the right place.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're an anime virgin. What have you seen so far?
That's tough because, you know, I haven't really seen that much. I figured this coming to BentCon would kind of open up my eyes to kind of different anime.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially, you know, since my friends that I kind of have met here, they can kind of recommend, oh, hey, this is good. This is good. This is good. You know, and I could check it out and, you know, my eyes can open to it.
I can totally suggest a series or two. Gankutsuo, which is the Count of Monte Cristo done in this amazing art style. Definitely check that out.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I'm you know, definitely taking suggestions all this weekend. And, you know, when I get home, I'm going to sit down and...
Oh.
You sound very suggestive.
High School of the Dead.
High School of the Dead?
Oh, that is all fan play. Come on, it's all fans.
It's basically zombies, boobs, and killing in a high school.
Yeah, God, it's me.
Oh, no, it is you.
it's my life.
It's my life. They wrote a comic book? Wait, are you new to, like, all nerddom? Or are you, like, a sci-fi guy? Or are you, like, comic book guy or just nerd, new to nerddom?
New to nerddom.
Wow. Any video games?
I love video games.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. All right. We got something.
Yeah, video games. I don't spend much time playing it because I, you know, work a lot. But when I do,
don't we all?
Yeah, you know. But video games.
Favorite video
just
game.
Like Super Mario, you know, like I love a lot of the classics, like from the Super Nintendo, you know, Zelda, Super Metroid, Super Mario, you know, just a lot of the classics.
I mean, I like the classic. I am new to video games, the newer ones, because yeah. I was so into the old school ones, and it took a while for me to start getting into the newer ones, yeah. You know. But
that's
yeah.
Crazy.
I get why they have appeal now, because they have such stories and stuff like that.
No, yeah, some of the new video games out today have just crazy in-depth stories. Yeah. They're gorgeous.
And intense mythologies, which I love.
Yeah, so God.
But it's something you also have to pay attention to and get into.
Yeah, definitely agree.
I'm a huge video game nerd.
I concur.
Do you?
What are your guys' favorite video games?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Boogerman.
Yeah.
and Super Mario.
Super Mario.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just classics like that. I mean, although I could spend hours playing Tetris.
Oh, yeah.
Tetris, it's sad how much that's, like, my life
consumed
has been lost to that.
Life,
yeah, exactly.
It's the Russian in you.
Yeah. I don't have any Russian in me.
I have in the you past, have though. I've mined.
What about you, Frank?
I've mined.
Final Fantasy VI.
That's a really good game, though.
Yeah.
Have you played that one?
No, I haven't. But I watched my friend play it. My best friend, and he, you know, strongly recommended it to me. More boob playing is going on.
Yeah, it happens.
So, but
she is busty.
But the whole Final Fantasy collection kind of just looked really epic.
In general, there are some amazing stories in it. There are some lulls in it as well, where it just gets really bad. 6, 7, 8, 9 tends to be really golden. 10 on is it's debatable.
Yeah.
In my opinion, 6 has the best story.
6 has a good story. 7 has an amazing story, too. You can't deny it. Come on, you can't.
It's an okay story.
I'm
going to
kill you. I'm
going to
kill you. I'm going to deny it.
It's emo bullshit. In the end, it's emo bullshit.
Yes, but that resonates with the common man.
It's emo bullshit.
You're just emo.
A little bit.
And also, Eris is a Mary Sue, and that bugs me.
I liked 7 quite a bit, but 6 is good. 6 is good.
6.
What about Soul Calibur? I love Soul Calibur.
Yes.
I love tearing
games
people
too.
Apart.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, epic.
Oh, Mortal Kombat was so much fun.
Yeah. And then I like the Fight Club game, because it's just really, really, really bloody.
So, like, Anastasia and I are sharing a
mic
right now.
We're getting stares right now.
Anastasia and I are sharing a mic, and every time I come in, I feel like I'm about to kiss Anastasia.
just do it. You know you want to. Oh, yeah.
Aww. Cute. Cuddles, kiss me.
Rachel, what about you? Any favorite games?
I don't play video games.
No video games at all? Not even the Angry Birds?
What's your
no.
favorite game to play with yourself? I mean, what?
What?
What games do you like
I
to
like
play?
Board games.
There, what board games do you like?
I like, this is going to sound super nerdy,
Mouse
but no. They made
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
They made a Sherlock Holmes video game called Baker Street 121.
And you video get to, game?
No, like a board game.
Oh.
Okay. And you get to solve, like, a mystery, like your Sherlock Holmes, like your Watson to Sherlock Holmes.
That actually sounds
and
pretty
it's
fun.
It's really
yeah.
fun. It's,
good.
Like, super nerdy, and you have to know Sherlock Holmes a little bit, but it's really fun.
I like that. I like board games.
I
liked Civilizations, but that's like a computer game.
Yeah, but that's
a
video game.
Okay.
Yeah, that totally counts.
I like that.
Yeah.
I find it so difficult to actually just choose one, so I tend to put it into like my top five. And that's Shadow of the Colossus, which is a one-player game that has you playing against these skyscrapers tall creatures, and you have to scale them to kill them. the Katamari series, which is you basically rolling this ball and collecting trash. Those are amazing games.
Oh, it sounds like your life.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know.
You're trash. You'll always be trash, just like your mother.
Trash can.
It's actually, the story's really funny because he's the son of the King of the Universe. And the King of the Universe got drunk one night and knocked all the stars out of the sky. and now you're sent to Earth to roll up everyone to turn them into stars.
It's a family drama.
It is a family drama. It's wonderful.
Actually,
the story of my life.
Speaking of video games, I just played two indie games that are really amazing.
Was it Braid and...
Braid and Limbo.
Yeah, oh, Limbo's amazing.
Limbo
oh
is the prettiest thing I've ever seen, and it's
the
a
art
black
style.
And white game.
Yeah.
It's like black, white, and gray, and it, you basically play...
It's basically Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, you play a little kid... who wakes up in Limbo in the edge of hell, and you have to save your sister.
Yeah, it's a puzzle platformer game. It's really good. They're actually making a second one soon.
Oh, thank God. Braid is amazing,
Braid is very good. I actually am a big fan of indie games in general.
Do you guys mind if I say a little bit about Braid?
No, please, go ahead.
The story is amazing.
Yeah,
so,
the story
is your show, after all.
Yes.
So we really can't say anything.
So in Braid, it's a simple... Like, it starts off as a simple, like, save the princess game.
What's going on?
What's going on?
I just spilled. Don't worry about it.
Oh no!
She got all wet.
It starts off as a typical save the princess game, except that you can reverse time, like in Prince of Persia, and you start off in the second level.
Okay.
So
how bad was that movie, though?
No, the movie was bad.
But how
Jake Gyllenhaal was hot.
How hot was he?
Like,
but basically, the whole level you're looking for the princess, and through these storybooks that are laid out in the game, you find out that the guy who's trying to save her fucked up really bad, and he's trying to fix some error. So the last level is actually the first level, and it's played in reverse. So you have to play from the end to the beginning.
Isn't it like his mind has been shattered?
Kind of.
And you're slowly rebuilding it.
But like. That level starts off, and the princess is running away from a knight, and
ooh.
you and her are like going through all these traps, trying to.
Should get him on too.
Yes. trying to save the princess, basically. And at the end of the last level, you get to right outside her apartment, and time shifts forward. So now you're playing the level, like the way it's supposed to be played, and you find out that the whole game the princess has been running away from you. And you've been the monster that, like, took
that's
her
awesome.
Away.
Oh, that's epic. I like that.
That sounds like a good game.
There's also
fun.
Another layer, but I won't spoil it for people who haven't played
it. How about you not tell everything about the game, so there's no point in playing it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'd like to be surprised, please.
No spoilers.
I would like to suggest one last game, and it's actually the game that I'd like to suggest to everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. It's called Okami, and it's basically Japanese mythology played in a calligraphy art style. Kind of like Legend of Zelda. So you're journeying through this overworld, entering into dungeons. It is gorgeous. You play as the sun goddess Amaterasu when she's a white wolf journeying through Japan, fixing all the problems in the kingdom. It's one of the best games ever.
What, that's so tasty.
It is super tasty.
I want Chinese food now.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, actually, that sounds good.
We're going on break, guys.
We'll be back after we eat.
Yeah, video games. Vidya games.
Should we ask Daniel our questions?
Oh, yeah. So actually,
questions
let's
for
ask
me.
Him our con question first. What would you do for a t-shirt?
Well, what kind of t-shirt is it?
It's this lovely t-shirt that he's wearing.
Oh, it's a Skid
Row
t-shirt of impeccable quality.
And it has a variety of colors and sizes.
Okay. No, we have two colors. Variety of
such
sizes.
A variety.
Technically three colors.
They're all grayscale.
Shades of gray.
Not 50 shades of
not
gray?
Not 50
no.
shades.
Only three.
Only
three.
Oh, wow.
We couldn't get that kinky.
Cisco, you cast in 50 shades of
gray. I cast in 50 shades of gray every day.
Oh, I bet you do. I would do anything for a t-shirt. Especially that. The t-shirt that they have. Yeah.
Anything.
Woo! Anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Would you kill a man?
I even showed up in my underwear.
Deep throat this lollipop.
I will deep throat this lollipop.
Oh my god, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
What?
If I can get it
deep throating lollipop.
If he can open the lollipop, he'll do this for us. It is a blow pop, after all.
Skills.
Awesome.
Nice.
Damn.
So,
get this man a t-shirt.
That is a t-shirt. Get him more than a t-shirt, honey.
Let's see. Let me take a better picture.
Mathematical! It's mathematical?
Things are mathematical.
Was that from Magic School Bus?
No.
Follow
Adventure
us on Instagram.
Time.
If you're following us on Instagram, you'll get to see all the wondrousness that's happening right now.
Robin/aka Daniel giving Deep Throat to a lollipop.
Daniel deep throating a blowpop. Mm.
We're so silly.
We are.
So you've never read any comics?
No, I haven't. Well, for my 18th birthday, my friend, we were a big fan of Kingdom Hearts.
Which I haven't played.
Such a good game.
Oh my
really
god,
odd,
that's like my favorite game right there.
Really?
I love that game. I like, when I beat it, I will just start a new file and play it again.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's how obsessed I am with it. My friend got me, there's a comic book to it. And so he got me a couple series of those, and so I spent some time reading those. And, you know, I found it very intriguing that how much it did not follow the storyline of the video game, but kind of presented its own storyline. So it was awesome. It's like something that I haven't done before, but it was still something that I enjoyed.
And I heard Mickey is pretty killer in that. Like, he's savage.
Totally.
Really?
Yeah.
So no, I want to see Mickey throw down. I think he could throw down.
Yeah, throw that.
Does he kill people with swords or something? What is it?
Yes, they're called Keyblades.
Keyblades.
Hearts.
Yeah, they look like swords with bit.
Yeah.
They look like
it's a keychain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're swords on keychains. Why don't
actually,
I have this?
Actually, Lowell's the part about it is it's totally like accessories as well, because depending on the keychain, it changes what your keyblade turns into.
Also, they have like necklaces.
Yeah, there's a lot of jewelry.
Yeah.
There's a lot of jewelry around this stuff. It's a wonderful series.
Clearly, gay guys designed
a video game that accessorizes.
What?
I've
never heard of this before.
I
what
need
is
to be
this
all
madness?
Over it. I need to be all over it.
I'll get all over it.
There you go.
As he's deep throating lollipop more. We already gave you a T-shirt. You don't have to continue.
He's like,
I enjoy it. Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at
Hello,
all.
Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Hello.
There is Thor in nothing but a towel.
Thor is just wearing a towel.
What are you wearing underneath that towel? Come, let me see.
He is not wearing anything.
Not wearing anything.
It's
a jockstrap. We got it. We saw the secret.
It's a jockstrap.
Oh, hello.
And he deep throated the blip up. Hey.
It's dirty time, Thor.
It's dirty time, filler.
With jockstrap action.
What was that? Did Thor just hit on you?
Maybe.
It's like I'm in hotel room 327. I'll mesmerize it later. Just give me some time in my hotel room.
Oh my god, this guy has the coolest Iron Man sweatshirt on.
Look at that.
We love your sweatshirt. Oh my goodness. That's epic.
He knows.
He's like, yeah, I know, it's pretty
Who
epic.
Knows? I knows.
That's awesome. I'm really, like, thrown off by how cool that is.
There's actually a lot of cool stuff at this con so far. There's a lot of just really kitschy stuff.
I'm going to take a picture, and you can look on Instagram.
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 Awesome.
Oh. Awesome. Thank
Bam.
You.
Thank you. It's epic. You're going to have to look it up on Instagram. Hashtag BenCon.
So just a reminder to everyone, if you're at BenCon, come drop by our booth and jump on the air. If you're not at BenCon, you can call us at 1-800-893-9562.
We have a medium and they
Oh, drink. By the way, guys, we did not announce this before, but our movie of the week for this movie of the month for this month will be Batman Returns. So yeah.
I thought we were doing the Claymation movies.
Oh wait, no.
You
I'm
cheater.
Sorry.
You are
a
super
I am a cheater.
You know what? That is I'm gonna somebody slap him.
You server.
I know what you're so showing and all. I know what you're showing and all, but you can't just straight up change it like that, dude.
No, it wasn't Batman Returns. It was classic Claymation cartoons.
The Ranker and Mueller ones, those horrible ones they show
the
on
Grinch.
ABC Family.
I love the dentist one.
All of the Christmassy Claymation films, we're going to talk about them on Francisco's show.
We're going to talk about them hard.
We're going to hardcore talk about Claymation. You know, Claymation it hard.
I do like talking about
it. The hammer is my penis.
I'm just going to play
I
that
love
for
you.
You.
Again.
Well, I think it's the best one I've heard.
The best soundboard?
Yeah.
I think it's this one.
On No.
I'm sorry. Nope. It's She's Busty.
Just because you like the sound of your own voice.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, we didn't ask him our question.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
We got distracted by looking for t-shirts. I'm sorry.
Okay,
and
so
deep throating lollipop.
Yeah.
This was delightful.
We were looking for a t-shirt for you.
You can keep on going. It's fine. On our show, we ask awkward questions to our guests every week.
Okay.
And we have questions for you now.
Okay. Well, so I might have answers for you.
Might?
Okay, you know, I will provide
Someone
them.
Get the paddle. No, you're going to answer these questions.
Okay.
We just have iPads.
Oh, you were kidding.
So I'm going to have Stacy ask a question first. She asked a question.
Okay, what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten or would eat?
I went to this Greek restaurant one time in Costa Mesa. I had moussaka? Moussaka.
That sounds so delicious.
Yeah, I don't...
What is it?
Moussaka.
Something like that. But in the movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, she's eating... There's this Greek girl, she's eating the food moussaka. And the girls are like, moussaka? So, but it's actually not that bad, but just...
It just sounds horrible.
It just sounds horrible.
Yeah, moussaka. I'm eating moussaka.
Yeah, what does it taste like? Little...
That sounds delightful.
It's been so long, I don't remember.
You really want to eat moose shit?
That sounds... It's delicious, I promise.
Give you superpowers?
No, you don't get any moose superpowers.
Okay, then I guess not.
What would moose superpowers be?
Exactly.
I dreamed up a hell moose not long ago.
You can kill people in a car. Like that.
Is it like that Invader Zim episode where he goes into the wormhole and it's just a white room with a moose in it?
Yes. Moose powers. You can teleport to the room.
Moose power.
Who's next?
Let the games begin.
Cisco, ask a question. Ask it hard.
Give it to me hard. Hard or go home.
Okay. If you had the opportunity to, and nobody would know, would you try human meat?
I don't think so. As interesting as it would probably be, but no.
It's a story.
Not even if you were like in a situation where you were like starving, like and alive, where they were starving and they had to eat people's?
Maybe. I would alter my decision at that point. Because I am a person who needs to eat. Otherwise, I start getting bitchy, going crazy, and, you know, so. But, at that point, I will start eating meat. Human meat.
Okay.
I think it would be delicious.
Well, I mean, you are at BentCon.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to eat human meat anyways.
I'm probably one of the biggest homosexuals here, so, yeah, I do like to eat meat.
He's a big homo.
Okay, yeah, I have ate meat before. I eat meat.
Okay, well, there you go.
There you go.
He's so flaming, his hair is ginger.
Yes.
Low blow.
Not low enough.
People call me the red one.
The red one.
What?
The red one.
The ginger.
The ginger.
Yes.
What about you, Rachel?
My question?
Yes.
Death by spoon or vegetable peeler?
Spoon, because it sounds less painful. Vegetable peelers, I think, would have a sharper end to it. Spoons aren't as sharp. I wouldn't want to, you know.
But that means there will be more tearing.
What if they beat you to death with a spoon?
Yeah, that would be awful.
That would take forever.
That would be dreadful. A really long time. But also, I like to take a twist on it and just say, would you like to be like death by spooning?
Getting crushed to death?
You know, getting cuddled to death.
Being cuddled to death.
I mean, that doesn't sound terrible.
Cuddled to death, yeah, you know, I mean.
And you're the big spoon.
I would kill to have someone to cuddle to death with me right now, you know,
See?
But, yeah.
It's the sweetest death ever.
Exactly.
Unless you have intimacy issues.
I think that's, yeah. At that point, then that's something else, but. Yeah. Who wouldn't want to be cuddled to death? Kissed to death? Hugged to death?
That does sound amazing.
You know? Yeah.
You are at BentCon. Yeah. I mean, you could probably find someone.
Or, like, what if you were to die by, like, 1,000 paper cuts?
No,
and then somebody squeezed lemon juice on you.
What? Why?
That's one of my serial.
You went too far.
Too far. Now I know you're too far.
Now let's move on to necrophilia.
Oh no! What is wrong with you?
Well,
crazy.
My question is, would you have sex with an alien, and would you wear a condom?
Always wear a condom. So, and I would probably have sex with an alien.
Super AIDS.
I'm just saying.
Space AIDS.
Super AIDS is the same as space AIDS.
No, you can't just change up the game.
You're going to get space AIDS and get superpowers.
I know it's World AIDS Day and all, but you can't just have every answer be AIDS.
AIDS.
Space AIDS.
They are AIDS.
It gives you powers.
Helping you.
What kind of powers do I get?
There's really no side effect. You just get some kind of superhero.
This isn't the 80s. We have
Yeah. Well,
we
I mean, I do it.
We haven't established what space aids gives each person.
It's a superpower.
Well, I'm going to go get space aids, come back, and I'll let you guys know, okay?
Awesome.
Sweet.
Okay. Yeah, let us know what, you know, like, flares up.
Yeah.
Yeah. My
that's all.
My theory is that the Fantastic Four got a form of space aids.
Oh,
and
I
that's
totally
why they have powers.
Think so.
Yeah. And actually, that's going to be like the apocalypse on December, whatever. What is it?
December 21st.
Aliens are going to come and like just do us all, and then we're going to get space aids.
Yeah.
That's actually a good segue into another one of my questions.
Oh, really?
Do you actually believe? Yes, two questions. You can ask another one, Ho.
Two, girl.
Oh, my God. It's special. Thanks, Dad.
What?
Please don't do Dad. Please don't do Dad right now.
Yeah, don't.
Please, no.
Do you believe anything will happen on December 21st?
I'm kind of in the middle between that. I'm not. It's so tough because, you know, at the same time, you never know what's going to happen.
There's always that, like, element of surprise there.
Exactly. And who doesn't love surprises?
My theory is that we'll have alien contact, but the likelihood of anything happen is lulzy.
That would be cool.
Oh, God. Wouldn't it be amazing?
It would be. I think so.
It would change society. It would change society. What are you doing?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Of course.
There are candy there
Come
for free.
Candy.
Take it. Remember us.
Come back.
We're awesome.
Don't come back.
Oh my God. And that was awkward.
And silent.
We actually know him.
We actually know him. I'll tell you what.
We previously knew him.
Did your mouth touch
did
his
not.
Penis?
Nope, not
no.
us. It's a long story, and I'd rather not get it on.
That
the
is
but,
hey, a super awkward
hey,
moment
Lulu,
right
Lulu?
Now.
Lulu, if you're Lulu, listening,
Lulu. The big we, D.
Yeah, he was
oh,
here.
Lulu, you touched his penis. You were on our show last week.
Oh,
he
on,
was
people.
Here. You should be glad you're not here.
Hey, you guys, there's another podcast going up over there.
What? No,
they are called podcasts.
It says podcast. That's what simply what
Hello,
they're
Sam.
Called.
I think we're gonna have to go beat them up.
Let's
I think
we're
we gonna
get have
the
to have a podcast turf war.
Pod.
Dance off.
Dance off.
Well, lip
dance
sing
off,
for your life.
Sing for your life.
I brought my Molotov
oh,
cocktail.
Oh, is it singing? Then they're going
And then
down.
We'll look at them and we'll be like, Shantae, you stay, Chasse away.
Girl, you actually missed it last night at karaoke. We set the roof on fire.
We did.
Really?
And then we sang.
And then we sang.
And then we sang. After it burned down, then we sang.
Yeah. We did two songs last night, and we were all dancing together. It was lulzy.
Until we left him on stage.
You abandoned me, but it
no,
made
no.
it all the
no,
better.
No, no. The song is called These Boots Are Made for Walking, and so we walked.
We were method singing.
We
method backup dancing.
We walked. That's what we did.
The essence of the song is to walk on.
And I
we
mean,
walked on.
We did it in style, so
walk
you
on.
Can't really be, you know,
walk
bad.
And walk on.
I think it went well regardless.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and
regardless.
You got a new backup dancer after us.
I did. I got another backup dancer. So.
Oh, wait. Did you stay for that girl's Baby Got Back?
Yeah, it was. It was good? Yes, it was lulzy. It was awesome. You actually... I did not dance, but there were people dancing. And
Allie
you guys
was the
missed
bestest.
Some stuff, actually. There was some funny stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. You guys went off and ate chicken.
I was hungry at
no.
a certain time.
No.
I had to have chicken.
I went home
from?
And ate almost an entire tupperware of mashed potatoes.
I went elsewhere and ate cock.
He did. It's true.
Are you that slutty?
No.
Because I
yes,
did last
he
night.
Is.
I asked him for his name first.
Do you notice
that
he's in
all
the
that
same
matters.
Clothes?
Wow.
This t-shirt is different.
You
shut up.
Poor.
It's a different color. It's a different color.
It's the Maybe. Radio show of shame.
This is the radio station of
let's
shame.
Just
I
put,
had
let's
fun.
Just
whatever.
Put everybody shit on blast. Let's
yeah,
just do that.
Let's cast shade.
Let's do 50, that.
50 shades?
I mean, okay. our episode is Let's Have a Kiki, so I guess
right.
we
it's
should.
Really, it's really good that we have a whole bunch of t-shirts at our booth so that we can supply these Hoochies with new wardrobe. I see the same hoes. He gave me a shout out on that song.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm not judging you. I'm very proud of you. Thanks.
I just touched your
Are you proud of him?
I'm so proud.
Are you gonna
I've never
pride
I'm
like a proud mama.
I'm like a proud mama right
you
now.
You shouldn't do that because pride is a sin.
Oh, my God.
And as a Catholic, I'm going to just say, fuck that.
Fuck
something
pride.
Hard and sandpapery.
I'm going to speak up.
Fuck that. Where's the wine? I'm a good Catholic.
There's no such thing.
Right?
All Catholics are inherently bad Catholics.
Exactly. You're Catholic? Okay, well, you're bad.
Yeah, exactly. And pagan.
So once again, people, if you want to call in, and if you don't call in, I'm going to kill you. Call in at 1-800-893-9562. I will find you.
I'd also like to take a moment, because I think Frank forgot to say it, that over at Rabble Rouser's booth today at BenCon, if you go on their website, rabblerousersindustries.com, and you use the code WC2012, you get 15% off. Yay!
Is that the message from our sponsors?
That's one of our sponsors today.
Also, so yay. We're going to really talk nerdy tomorrow, so people show up at 5 because we want to be on the hot seat to ask us weird questions. Actually, do you have any awkward questions that you would like to ask the panel?
Ooh.
What's the weirdest place that you've ever done it?
Oh, God.
The Royal It?
The elevator. That's good. That's good. I've
Or a movie theater? Is that which one's weirder?
I mean, both of them are okay. Yeah.
Or outside?
All
or
of those,
in a.
All of those don't sound weird.
I'm just going to keep going.
Frank?
In front of the Forum near.
In Las Vegas?
No. Yeah,
like the Great Western Forum?
No,
what?
down in past Compton?
Oh, you're set.
Yeah, that Forum.
Yeah, you're awful.
So you're in a car.
No.
Were you outside?
You were outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
The well, Forum next to what used to be the Coliseum? That
Wait,
Forum?
Like full-on sex, or did you just get a like
full
a hand?
On sex.
Did you get a low hand job?
Wow.
Did you get a low hand job? I'm trying to make that a thing, people.
It's not going to be
a
thing.
I don't know.
It's not going to be a thing.
I've never
Lindsay
got a low
Lohan's
job.
Name with job at the end.
You're
so
never going to make it happen.
I'm never.
So
sorry.
Rachel is N.A., not applicable.
Yeah, I'm not applicable.
What about you, sis?
The top of a 9-story building.
That would be, like, so romantic, though.
It was really fun.
That's like the time I had sex in a car and on like the top of the arc light.
I'm afraid of heights.
Structure.
I don't like the sound of
it
that.
It was so great. You know? Or like on a
molehill.
I'm
scared I'm going
to
fall off.
We went to the roof.
Just like it really frightens
the,
me.
The entire roof had like fencing kind of around it. So, yeah. It was fun. It was wonderful. Great view. Both on the roof and out of the roof.
Out of the roof?
Out of
off
the,
of the
roof?
Roof? Off the roof?
On the roof?
Off the roof?
On the roof?
On the side of the roof?
In the roof?
Adjacent
would you do like Spider-Man?
We Spider-Man
on the
building.
On top of the roof.
Oh. Yeah, actually.
My spidey senses are tingling.
Oh, lordy.
Any other awkward questions you want to ask?
That's all I can think of.
Okay.
The weirdest place I ever had sex was behind a boulder. In
behind
Palm
boulder.
Springs.
Oh. Behind like a boulder.
A boulder.
Although,
you know how when you have sex behind a boulder?
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
Yeah.
Boulder sex.
Who doesn't love boulder sex?
I don't know.
Those big boulders.
Just
I like this man's shirt standing at our booth right now. It's an Inspector Space Time shirt.
Inspector Space Time.
From Community. It's their little spoof on Doctor Who.
Oh, I got it.
Doctor Space Time.
I got it.
Inspector Space Time.
Oh.
We have Inspector Space Time in front of our booth, guys.
Yeah.
So, like,
I
get
like
over
it.
Here.
There you go.
Oh, now he's reaching for his bag. He's reaching for his bag.
He's reaching.
What is he gonna
pull out?
He's gonna pull out a card.
Oh. He pulled it out. He just pulled
he
it out.
He uses Inspector Space Time.
He just gave us his ID.
Sweet.
Bam.
Boom.
Let's pimp out our show and give him a flyer.
But I'm not wrong, right? About like that's the web series from the Community thing, right? Okay. Like.
That's awesome.
That's like woo. Okay.
We need to have you on the show.
He does stuff in non-wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff. Yes.
Come by when you have time. We'll interview you.
Yeah, we'll be here all day. Oh
yeah.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yay!
Jawsome.
Spazzing. Don't give me that look. Lady just gave me the Ushka look.
Sometimes you get Ushka look, okay? Oh. It's called stank eye in my people's
I know.
World, okay?
Where are you
it's
from?
It's called the evil eye.
Well, I'm black Irish, black and Irish, so that's my people, okay. You know.
My Jewish grandmother calls it the evil eye.
Am just I Jew by injection?
Isn't that the
no.
curse eye?
No,
the
I'm
Jew
not.
Curse eye?
No. The evil eye. She put a pox
hey,
on
I'm
me.
Not
she, just
Jew
put a kanahar, she just put a kanahar on me from that look.
I thought put, me put, and put. Frank are Jew by injection.
But no, it doesn't work
yeah.
that
Through
way.
Application.
I think it does because my mom's black by injection.
I see what you did.
Girl, you nasty.
Oh. Hi, Mom.
Thanks for listening to our show.
You made great coffee this morning.
I love the eggs. Thanks
they
for breakfast.
They were delicious.
Thanks.
I want chocolate.
I guess white chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. By the way, guys, if you're not interested in anything else except for our candy, come by our booth anyway.
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess we'll
candy.
Look at you.
Just get some candy.
Like, yeah,
it's in my pants. So
at least flashes if
you're
going to take our candy.
Do I have to, like, reach over there and get the candy that's in your pants?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, some candy in your pants.
There's some candy in front of me, though. Is the candy in your pants better than what's in front
yes.
of me?
It's different.
I mean, they're
it's saltier.
Different flavors?
Different flavors.
Okay. Yeah. Reviews have been, what, that's so tasty.
Oh, so tasty.
I have an awkward question.
Ooh,
do
awkward
you have questions. A, like, physical type? Is there, like, a type you would not date? Like, nationality-wise or whatever?
Well, the type that I do love dating, Hispanics. Not just Hispanic, but, like, El Salvadorian.
He likes the Latin man.
Yes, I don't know what it is, but just the Latinos in general just kind of sweep me off my feet.
Daniel's a man of my same heart.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, she goes crazy for the
Latinos. I like the Latinos.
Exactly. I also have a thing for my fellow gingers.
Ginger. I have not caught a ginger yet, but I really want to catch one.
You should.
I like me a ginger.
They're tricky.
You need
tricky.
A master ball for that.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
They're like Abra. They just teleport away.
Oh, no. Announcement.
Announcement song.
Did you guys hear that?
I have no idea what they're saying, but I know that it's ruining our broadcast.
Big Brother is talking to us. I'm so scared.
God, stop talking. We need you to shush.
Oh, God.
How's that working for you? He's still talking.
He's still talking.
Dear.
Doesn't he know things are going on right now that he should just not be talking?
I'm glad there's post-editing for
no, we love BentCon. You can talk as much as
talk
you want.
Talk as much as you'd like, Sean. Jody, whoever's talking, talk as much as you like. It's
what about
fine.
You guys? Do you have a type?
Me?
Yeah. Or like an anti-type, like
Vigante? I am partially to white guys, admittedly. Like Latino guys tend to like darker features, but actually do have a thing for gingers.
Okay.
I feel like a love connection is going to happen.
And by connection, she means penis and asshole.
I don't know. I'm more based on like case by case situation. Yeah.
Me too. I'm an equal opportunity lender, but I've never
really.
That's
brilliant.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
But there is a certain. You won't date certain types of people.
Well,
right?
Yeah. I mean.
Women.
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 Well, a.
Well,
women.
I mean.
Women.
Unless
but
you're
I
people.
Have never dated. Seriously, never dated an American.
Oh, yeah, you're an international chaser.
I am. Well, it's the thing is, like, it's like when I talk to a cute guy, it's like, oh, you know, like a little bit of perky boob. But then when they have an accent, it's just like, whoop.
You're a UN embassy.
I'm an embassy. I'm the UN up in here. But I would not be opposed to dating an American. It's not my thing.
It's just you haven't dated one.
I just haven't dated one.
You're racist against America.
Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm calling the Department of Homeland Security on you, terrorists.
Of Homeland Security.
I'm not. I'm helping, like, I'm the United Nations. I'm helping international.
Oh, okay, I see. You're Doctors Without Borders. You're Sluts Without Borders.
Oh.
Bam.
Bam, that happened.
Bam.
What about you?
I am into bears, like the bigger guys, burly. Hairy.
Look at his face when he—you can't see his face when he's talking about him, but he gets all
but
like.
But I
like bears.
I will
see the heart's fluttering.
I will date anybody if they Slut. Interest me enough. But, yeah, bears are my thing.
What about you, Rachel?
I just said it. I like Latinos. Oh, well,
did you not hear them when we were talking about that?
I said I like the Latinos.
I have a thing for bears too. It all started when I turned 21. I went to the eagle, and just my world changed. Like, I saw all these different types of men interacting with each other, and I realized, like, love is an equal opportunity lender, like you were saying, you know. I grew
Hello,
up
boys.
In a society
Hello, people.
Where, you know, it was just, it wasn't like that. And so, you know, coming to LA and just kind of seeing that, you know, it's everybody, you know, it doesn't matter shape, size, color, whatever. You know, everyone loves each other, and it's amazing. And
do you have, like, a bear celebrity crush? He does. I know his. Do you have one, Dan?
No, I don't.
I know his.
Wait, what is mine?
I think I know. Yours is Kevin Smith, right?
Well, yeah. Kevin's.
Mine is Kevin Smith. Yeah, I would do dirty, dirty things to Kevin Smith. And I know you have a wife, and I'm very, very respectful of wives, but if it doesn't work out.
Jeffrey D.
He's
Morgan.
Very popular in the bear community.
I mean, he's cute. Hot. Yeah. He's cute.
He's hot. And more than that, he's just sexy. Everything that comes out of his mouth is just sexy to me.
I mean, I could do without, like, you know, the stoner vibe that he now casts off, but I still think he's adorable.
Now? He's always been a stoner.
No, he's not always, but he's been a stoner for the past, like, decade. He's been a stoner.
But he's played a stoner.
No, yeah, he played a stoner.
He's played a stoner, but he's not been a stoner.
He only got exposed to it, like, the last 3 years, actually.
Yeah. But do you know what I mean? He's got.
No, yeah, he has that vibe, but yeah, he wasn't a stoner before that, which was.
What I'm saying now, when I listen to him, it's like laughing at your own jokes isn't always the funniest thing to me. But I still think he's adorable. I still think he's super cute and talented. It's just personal preference.
He's got a huge talent.
Just so everybody knows, Rachel does not like stoners.
No.
It's not her thing.
I don't like stoners either.
No.
Aww.
It's like that. No.
I'm not.
I'm at the age where I don't like those kind of boys anymore. I'm too old for it.
They're so fun.
Meh. It's just not my thing anymore.
Missing out.
Everybody has their type.
Right.
Everybody I mean, I just don't want you to do
everybody it. Has everybody those has
those days. I don't mind people smoking pot and stuff like that. I would want them to be motivated and do other things.
Like, I don't... But I don't mind if you smoke pot, but if that's, like, the only thing you do,
yeah.
That I am, like, if you're not a functional, productive human being and the only thing you do is play video games and get high all day... And you're like 30? Get the fuck out of my life.
Exactly.
You're too old for that shit.
That goes to the whole like topic of you should take everything in moderation, because I don't think even like a little bit of marijuana doesn't hurt. It doesn't destroy a person. It's when you let it consume your life that it does.
Right. Yeah. Anything yeah, consuming
your life. I agree.
Yeah. Video games consuming your life is also
a major problem. What are you... No.
No, I mean, video games... I mean, like, how many times have you heard, like, your friends break up because one of their partners or whatever is, like, addicted to video games and they haven't seen them? Like.
Yeah, it's true.
I know somebody that got divorced because her husband played WoW too much.
Yeah, I mean, I've
seen... WoW is amazing.
But I've seen people break up because
it's
of
called WoW.
Because everybody is just...
I know a story of where two people met on WoW. They've been together for like 2 years. This guy lived in Alabama, and this one guy lived here in L.A. And they met playing WoW, and he came out here to visit the guy that lived in L.A. And they hit it off so well that he moved from Alabama to L.A. And he's lived with his partner for 2 years.
That's awesome.
I've heard similar stories. In fact, I just heard one basically with a friend that's close to me. His ex is moving to England from somebody that he met on an online game.
Stuff like that kind of touches my heart. It's wow.
I've had really good connections while playing WoW or other MMOs. Great friends that I've made, and I've even hooked up with some people through the game. I mean, it's...
Guilty.
There are social connections that you do make when interacting with people. It's like I say when I tell people, when they're looking for a boyfriend or a girlfriend, do the things that you like. Do what you want, and you'll meet someone.
That's true. I mean, it is hard when you have certain interests and the other people are not into it. I've never personally dated a nerd. I would love to, because I would love to not be told that what I'm doing is dorky or weird or stop doing that silly thing, you know, because then you can do it together or, I don't know.
Yeah, you
bring that person in to your nerddom.
If you can, if the person is willing, but other people, some people aren't.
Yeah, some people can be really stubborn, so it's hard to bring people from outside your world into, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just have to be yourself, and I think that one day love will find you, and if, you know, that person will accept you for the things that you like, the person that you are, then all will be good, and you can find happiness and... love.
Exactly.
Yup.
That was a life-affirming moment.
Yeah.
I love affirming moments. What are we talking about again?
I don't know. Gone on tangents.
I say that for next Halloween, we go as Hocus Pocus witches.
I'm okay with that. I thought you and I were going to be the dentist and Audrey.
We are. We have multiple parties. We're going to be the dentist.
I'm going to chase you around slapping you.
The week of Halloween, there's like a party every night.
You get multiple parties?
Yes. Yeah.
You can experience.
You're so boring. Colors. You only get one.
You only get one? Wait, you're going to be the plant.
I'm okay with that.
Rachel's going to be Seymour.
Why am I going to be Seymour? Why am I always the shit dorky people in our cosplays?
What? Fine. What? Then don't be Seymour, even though he's awesome.
I was Velma. I'm Seymour.
No. If you don't want to be Seymour,
Seymour
fine.
Dies at the end of the play. Everybody dies.
Be one of those girls that sings. The shoebop girl.
The muses?
Yeah. Be the shoebop girl. See? Even though Seymour's the star. Whatever.
Whatever. He's a meek, nerdy person.
Oh, but he's so badass. Come on.
He
kills the dentist. He chops the dentist.
Sorry,
apart.
I don't mean to spoil, like, Little Shop of Horrors for people, but he dies.
Everybody dies, so it's not that big of a deal.
He dies.
Tell
I don't want to die.
Really
everybody dies. We all die. Everybody
bitch,
dies.
I want to be
the
plant.
Plant.
I don't want to die. I want to rule the world.
Oh, my God.
We've already discussed this. Let's not discuss it again.
Who wouldn't want to rule the world?
I know.
I want to dominate.
Although I do like to submit every now and then.
I like to have people try to make me submit.
Oh, it's a sexual thing. I we're talking about sexual things.
Dun dun.
I like when guys try to dominate me.
Oh.
It's funny. And then they end up giggling like schoolgirls as I slap them.
It's like, who's in charge now?
Yeah. Did you like that? Yeah.
Oh, surprises, surprises.
Is it really surprising, though?
No.
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 Test her out. Try her out.
Try her. Meet me in my hotel room.
Try her. She needs to have a sign that says, try me.
Get a slimy. Like in Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
Because it says, eat me, drink
I'm
me, try me.
I'm
going to
beat him right now, so.
She's touching him.
So it's our final five, so what are you going to say?
It is the end of our episode for today, but...
Not for today, though. We'll be live podcasting all day.
We'll be here all day,
it's the end of the official episode that I am hosting. We will all be hosting.
From this point on, I think we're going to be taking half an hour breaks between, and then we'll be taking interviews throughout the day from different people throughout the con. Yeah.
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 We'll see.
So prepare your ear holes.
Prepare.
For docking.
Loosen them up. Get that lube out. You know, just kind of open that... Open that up and prepare to listen.
Yeah, and see how many people will deep throat blow
totally.
Pops for us.
I might come back and deep throat some more blow pops.
Tell people how fun it was to be on our podcast.
Oh my God, yes. And I would.
You know, pimp us, take some flyers, pimp us out.
Okay, I'll do that.
And again, people, if you want really awesome, awesome clothes, check out rabblerouserindustries.com. That's rabblerouserindustries.com.
We'll blast them on Twitter and Facebook soon.
And if you use the code WC2012, you get 15% off.
Yay! Who doesn't want 15% off?
I love 15%
people.
Off.
I would prefer 100% off.
Well, you know.
Oh, freebie.
They got to make money somehow.
And everybody buy a Dexter shirt and start
talking
to your partner in the Dexter voice.
Exactly.
Like, just get the table. Get the saran wrap.
Or Buffalo Bill.
Or Buffalo Bill. You know, whatever. Whatever floats your boat, I guess. Buffalo Bill's not really my favorite, but whatever.
Is she a great breakfast fat person?
Do we not have that on SoundCloud?
No.
Aww.
Put lotion on.
Would you
on?
Fuck me?
I'd fuck me. Duh.
Oh, people.
I'd fuck me all
hey,
night
that's
long.
A good question. Would you fuck yourself? Ooh.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Rachel?
No.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, sure.
I mean, sure.
Maybe once I was, like, skinny again, I would fuck myself.
Oh, I would fuck myself skinny, like, all the
just
time.
Just so you guys know, Rachel would fuck herself.
Not now.
She
fuck
would.
Herself
she would.
Hard.
She said it. She said it. She said it.
Like,
she said
if I met myself in a bar, like, a clone me in a bar, I would probably hit on me.
But then again, don't we all fuck ourselves? Really? Anyway.
Technically.
Every single day when we wake up and go to work.
That's true. Every time
we fuck ourselves.
Every time we drive.
Nice and hard, too.
Awesome.
So, but I thank you guys very much for having me on the show.
Well,
thank
you very much for stopping by our booth.
No problem. I will definitely
you were a delight, sir.
Thank you very much.
Delightful.
And
delightful.
Delightful.
I'm very tasty, too.
So, yeah.
Tasty, tasty.
That is the end of our show, peoples. But not the end of our day here. So, be sure to stay tuned. or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and remember to follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Pinterest, on Facebook, on any of your social networks such as these.
There's a cool picture of me deep-throating a blow pop
on
Instagram.
Who knows, guys? If you tweet us today, we might read one of your tweets on the air.
That's right.
I'm going to get on Twitter right now. We'll blast and just like
tweet
us. Yeah, blast us on Twitter, and we'll follow you back and stuff like that. I'm doing very inappropriate rubbing right
and,
now.
If Stacy and I actually did a little skit that we posted up on funnierdie.com.
Yes.
So if you have time,
make it funny.
We were all actually in it. Well, I wasn't in it, but Cisco,
Rachel, me and Frank weren't in it.
We weren't in it, but we did all the background stuff.
Yes.
But check it out at funnierdie.com. It is the Ringu app, and it is an app that
make it funny,
must
people.
Be seen
make it funny.
To be believed.
Yes. So look up. Go on Funny or Die. Look up Ringu app. And, push funny. Don't be a dick and push die, but push funny.
Funny. Who doesn't love funny?
And if you want to push die, just go to another, web page.
Yeah, go to some other video.
Because we don't want to die.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good
Have a great day, everybody. Bye.
We can't play the whole thing. We're taking a break for now.
Okay.
We weren't certain how to start and stop the feed.